You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Pitchers visiting their old ballparks is always something fun for us to talk about.
Sure.
Let's do that right now. I am Allison Futter. I'm here with Chris Haft, and we are going to talk about the San Francisco Giants. So, Chris, Johnny Cueto, you know, these are always fun things. They return to the ballpark where they spent the majority of their career before they, you know, bolted either by a trade or free agency. And so I was kind of looking forward to seeing the results, and I'm trying to now figure out what I think of these results. So let's start at the beginning. Like, what kind of reception did he get first, initially, when he went out to the mound?
It was a very warm reception, Allison. He got a nice ovation, not a big, huge standing ovation, although I thought maybe I would have liked to have seen him, frankly, acknowledge the ovation. I always think it's really cool when an athlete acknowledges that sort of thing. And I don't think he didn't acknowledge it because he was being a jerk or anything. I think he was just, you know, kind of focused and wanted to stay professional about the whole thing. But he got a nice ovation before he while he was taking his warm-ups before the bottom of the first inning, and then again when he went to hit his first time at bat. You can tell the Cincinnati fans truly appreciated him, and he did say, you know, verbally afterward, and he mentioned this to the Giants writers, you know, in the days before, leading up to this appearance, that yes, he does appreciate the Cincinnati fans too. So, you know, it was just a nice thing all around.
Yeah, we have to remember that even though the Reds are in a very tough stretch, it's not going to be just a one-season thing, too. They're going to be, you know, they've not been good, and they're going to continue to not be good for a while. But just a few years ago, they were perennial playoff contenders, and they were in the playoffs, and they were expected to go far into the playoffs. And Johnny Cueto was a number one reason why all of that was working on the pitching side. So there wouldn't be any reason, really, for Reds fans to not greet him warmly, right?
Oh, this is true. Yeah, that's true. As Joey Votto said, you know, a lot of positive memories, good memories. I think, you know, for the players, of course, a lot of them are off the mound, off the field, you know, because Johnny's a pretty jovial guy. We haven't really totally seen that side yet in San Francisco, but I think once he loosens up, we will. But the Reds players, you know, saw him at his best, both as a pitcher and as a person. So, I think the respect and admiration and affection is mutual.
Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about the performance. Not really very good. He gave up a lot of runs. Of course, the Giants won the game, so none of that matters. But he definitely didn't seem to be at his sharpest early on in this game.
Yeah. That big third inning, I guess it was, you know, made a huge difference, and he just kind of lost it there for the one inning, but then he came back strong and finished up very nicely.
Yeah, is that kind of, I mean, what are your impressions of him just overall, just so far, what you've seen of him through the early stages of the regular season? Because that, I mean, like what you just said is pretty much a lot of what's been said about Johnny Cueto all the time, you know, not just this season, but just like, well, he kind of lost it a little bit there, and then he got it back, and he kind of aired down and was able to stay in the game. I guess that's sort of his MO, huh?
Yes. If you know what they say, if we want the starter to keep us close, and he did keep them close. He allowed the six runs, but then he shut them down in his final two innings, left after five innings, with the Giants trailing 6-3. But the Reds could have, you know, stretched it out a little bit, and if they had, that might have been too much for the Giants to overcome, but as it was, the Giants overcame that deficit and ended up winning the game. So you can say that Cueto did his job. He kept the team close.
It's always those are always possibilities, especially when you're playing a team that's not very good. So, okay, enough dumping on the Reds. Let's move on to Tim Lincecum. So this is big news. Not big news, but everyone's talking about it. He's going to have a showcase on Friday in Scottsdale for teams that may want to sign him. So he is working his way back after having an injury to his hip and a surgery on his hip. And so my question for you, of course the Giants will be one of the teams that will be watching him. Do they have an edge, an advantage, if they do want him because of the comfort level that Tim has with the organization? Or is it just going to come down to what his role can be and what somebody wants to pay him?
Good question. I'd say a little bit of both. I think the Giants do have an edge. I think he'd like to come back there. I mean, this wasn't really highly publicized, but he visited the team a couple times. It was after hours, so to speak. They made sure all the media was gone. But but he visited the clubhouse a few times in during spring training. So, I mean, his attachment to the Giants is still kind of there, if you know what I mean. And then, I think there are a few, not a whole, I don't know how many other teams would want to take a chance on him, frankly, but the Giants are one of those teams. He could fit in, you know, with them needing a long reliever. You know, once he worked himself into shape a little more, maybe he could handle that long relief role, and or be a spot starter or even a full-time spot starter. As a fourth or fifth starter, if things happen to either, Jake Peavy or Matt Cain.
Yeah, and that's like something that they really do need to consider. I mean, you sort of plan for injuries or inconsistencies. You have plan B, plan C. He would certainly fit that bill, especially, I mean, this Matt Cain thing is getting really disconcerting. I can imagine that it's just sort of dreadful to have to watch this thing unfold because he's really struggling, and that's got to be tough.
It's something he's not used to. They're looking for, I think I used the term last week, incremental improvement, and that's what they're looking for right now. Bruce Bochy says he's going to stick with both Jake Peavy and Matt Cain, for the foreseeable future. He didn't even say foreseeable future. He just says he's going to stick with those two, and he believes that they're going to be, winners and contributors, more importantly, to this to a team that reaches the postseason. And so he's going to stick by that conviction for a while.
Okay, and let's end this with just going over some injury news, some call-ups. So, okay, Angel Pagan, he has a little strain, a grade 1 strain, in his left hamstring that he had while running the bases. So, but he's only going to be out a few days. So instead of DLing him, having to replace him position-wise, they're just kind of putting – they're just – this, let's say, Mac Williamson. So he comes up and I guess is just a reinforcement in the short term.
Yes, he's going to have to rest, though. So his whole game is his speed. That's just it, and that's what made the difference this year. And of course, with the hitting, people don't realize you need your lower half. You need your lower half to hit. You hit as much with your legs as you do with your arms. And that's why he had a problem last year is pulling off the ball because his knees hurt so much. And this year, he's with his knees healthy, he was hitting 310, 315, 320. So they have to get him healthy. That's step one.
Yeah. Yeah, and that seems to be, that's sort of the, we talk a lot about Angel Pagan trying to stay healthy, so that's nothing really new for the team. So anyway, okay, Chris, thank you so much. We will catch up with you next week. Appreciate it.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.